bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otteville. And now, today's word.
The first time it happened, they thought, well, maybe the manna will not fall the next day. Then it fell the next day, then it fell the next day, then it fell the next week, and then it fell the next week, and then the next year, and then the next year, and the next year, and the next year. So for 40 years, that was their lifestyle. You don't struggle. Just get up in the morning, and there will be a supply line for you. A whole generation of people have grown up under that system. They didn't know Egypt. They weren't grown in bondage. They were grown in freedom in the wilderness. And they had learned to depend on God's supply every morning. It is those people who were circumcised at Gilgal. They have no idea of affliction. The pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night, free water supply, free food from heaven. Their garments did not wear out, so you buy one clothes, you wear it forever because God renews it. Your sandal, every year, God gives you new soles and gives you new repair for your sandals. Their sandals did not wear. And I mean, this is a good life. I don't know about you, but it looks like a nice life. Everything is working. God is supplying all their needs. They need water. God gives them water in a rock. They need meat. God gives them quails to eat. They need food. Manna is falling. And they go on this journey for 40 years. And a whole group of people, I would call the manna generation, had grown up. They don't know how to fight. They don't know how to cultivate. They don't know how to plant. They don't know how to reap. And they only know that my God shall supply all my needs. When I call on him, he would answer. When I pray, God will make a way. That was their story. If you ask Israel, how do you survive? They would say, well, I don't know. But every morning, God gives me food. How come you're making it? Oh, I don't know. But God makes a way for me. That will be their story. Then they cross the Jordan River. And they get to the promised land. The first day, their land stepped on the land God promised them. And God says to Joshua, change of gears. Change of gears. It's going to change. So he says, first circumcise the guys. They've been in this place for too long. And they are not mindful that I'm a covenant-keeping God because I'm taking them to somewhere they will begin to wonder, is it still God? Is God abandoned me? Is it still God? He said, yeah. So circumcise them first to know that I'm still in relationship with them. I love them. They're still my people. But at Gilgal, there's going to be a third Passover. And in the third Passover, that's the account we read in Joshua chapter 5, verse 10 to 12. Now the children of Israel camped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at twilight in the plains of Jericho, and they ate the produce of the land on the day after the Passover, unleavened bread and parched grain on the very same day. Then the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten the produce of the land. And the children of Israel no longer had manna. The third Passover took them out of the wilderness from wandering to occupation. They were no longer a wandering nation. They were now on the land promised them. When they celebrated this Passover, they had no clue what was coming into their lives. I'm sure they said, wow, oh God, we are in covenant with you. We are now circumcised. We're now honoring God with a Passover. We have just celebrated the beauty of the Lord. they finish the Passover. The next morning, they go out. And there's no manna. They go to the land, to the cornfields. They pluck the corn, roast the corn, eat the corn. Next day, they go. Something that has been constant for 40 years, shut. The heavens are shut. No manna. I don't know about you, but that will be the biggest shock. Because for those people who have been born in the wilderness for the last 40 years, this is their life story. Every morning there's manna. Every morning there's manna. Every morning. It's almost like you get up in the morning and the sun didn't rise. Where is the sun? It didn't rise today. But maybe it will rise tomorrow. Tomorrow too, it didn't rise. How am I going to see? It's a new season. For Israel, that was what it meant to them. No manna for the first day in 40 years. Something God opened, he shuts. And he says, you've entered a new season of your life and you're going to eat bread. But you're going to eat the bread from your own inheritance. Not the bread of affliction, not the bread of heaven, but your hands are going to now produce for you. They started eating the bread of their inheritance. The same God who opened the heavens to supply your need can shut the heavens to your needs and open the earth to supply your needs. The same God. Are they in covenant with God? Yes. Is it the same God who led them? Yes. Is it the same God who gave them food? Yes. How come he's not doing it for us again? It's a shift of gears. Now there are people, and each one of us have been shocked by God in that sense. Where something God used to do for you, all of a sudden is not happening again. A door he opened has been shut. An access he gave you has been shut. Something that you used to experience supernaturally from God is no longer happening. And you wonder, what's going on? So, let me just speak to you about that a little bit. When the manna stops, it is not a sign that God has abandoned you. It can be shocking. It will move you from your comfort zone. It can disorient you. It can make you feel abandoned. But God has not left you. Sometimes when you are in a place in the wilderness where you cannot provide for yourself, God will open somebody's heart of mercy to help you. And all of a sudden, it seems like the person just wants to help you. Every time you go, he helps you. Every time he goes, he helps you, or she helps you. And it goes on with your life, and maybe for a year and 2 years and 3 years and 4 years, and one day you go and the person for some reason is upset. They say, what have I done? Nothing. Where is the manna? He says, you know, I'm tired of this thing. Something that has sustained you for so long is shut. A breakthrough that was a miracle is no longer a breakthrough and a miracle. The kindness is gone. The favor is gone. The person whom God appointed to watch over you in that office is transferred. Somebody who was your source, your link, has lost his job. And all of a sudden, your contract is in trouble. Is God angry with you? No. Does it mean you have sinned and that's why God is done that to you? Not necessarily. You can be the most righteous person and God will still shut the pipeline. Because it's Passover. It's Gilgal. He's rolling over. He's turning over. He's leading you in a different direction. He has not abandoned you. He's not angry with you. He's not upset with you. Sometimes you feel like, now I don't even know whether my prayers are working. I hear people say, I don't know whether my prayer is working. Well, prayer doesn't work. God works. Prayer is just a means by which we receive from God, but he's always working. God is always working. Your prayer may not work, but God is at work. So God has not abandoned you. So if God has not abandoned you, what's going on? When God shuts your manna, it is a sign that he has changed his way of providing for you. Don't panic and don't be afraid. It happened to Elijah in a time of famine. When there is famine in the land, Elijah goes out and a bird comes to give him bread and meat. What a day. Everybody's starving. I have free bread and meat. And there is a brook giving him water. Everybody has no water. I have water. I have food. I have water. I have food. Then one day, the brook runs dry. Is God upset with Elijah? No. Has Elijah sinned? No. He says, now I'm shifting gears. I want you to go to a village, and there your needs will be met. Sometimes God allows our manna to stop falling. And when it stops falling, don't panic. It simply means he has changed his way of providing for you. He will provide for you, but it is not going to be the same way you've been experienced for the last 10 years. Don't get into panic prayer mode. Panic prayer mode is when now you're fasting and doing dry fasting. You know, people doing dry fasting, God. I will eat, I will drink, Lord. This is serious. No, don't kill yourself. The same God who shut this door is going to open another one. He says to Elijah, a widow is going to meet your need. And the Bible says that that miracle also happened until the first day rain came. Then that miracle shut. Because from that time onwards, Elijah, you're not going to have free bread in the morning. Because there's rain on the land, you have to cultivate the land, and you have to produce your bread. In our wilderness moments, God will open the pipeline of supernatural supply. But when he brings you to a place of stability, he will shut that miracle. He will shut the pipeline down because God doesn't want you to be a baby forever. He wants you to grow up and he wants you to know that he can supply your needs in so many different ways. Each new phase of your life will receive new supply. So when the manna stops, it is a sign that you have entered a new phase of your life. When God promised Israel, he said they're going to go into a land flowing with milk and honey. A land flowing with milk and honey. A land flowing with milk and honey. Isn't it amazing that in the land flowing with milk and honey, nothing flows? Because that's when the flow stopped. In the land, you think that the land flowing with milk and honey, there'll be 10 times more manna, there'll be more flow. But in the land flowing with milk and honey, nothing flows, everything grows. God is saying to Israel, you've moved from flow to grow. No flow, but there will be growth. If you want to survive in the promised land, don't wake up in the morning and look to heaven for your needs. If you want to survive in the promised land, you wake up in the morning, look to the earth for your needs. Because I've given you the earth, I've given you hands, I've given you wisdom, I've given you talent. I'm not going to throw supply for you. You have to learn to cultivate with your skills, with your energy, with your strength, with your ability. You have to weed the land and it will provide for you not only in the morning, because in the promised land, your supply doesn't just show up in the morning. Your supply will show in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, because you control the supply line. Isn't it more amazing that you don't have to go to somebody for him to help you, but that now you control your own supply line? You can determine, I don't want to go out in the morning. So if manna falls in the morning, well, it can rot because I know in the afternoon I can go to my own supply line and open it. What God is doing for Israel, He's giving them more control over their lives and over their destiny. And the way He did it was to shut the manna. There are people here whose pipelines have been shut. And some of you are wondering, what happened? For some of you, your pipelines got shut a long time ago. But every time you wake up in the morning, you go to the same pipeline and pray in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, let this thing work. And God is saying, well, I've stopped it. It's not going to work. Oh, Lord, speak to this man. God, speak to this man. God says, I'm not going to speak to him. I've closed that. I shut it. In the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan. You will release my money. God says, it's not Satan. It's me. It's me. I'm not going to do it for you. Just forget it. This pipeline is kaput. Gone. Now you go and get prayer partners and you come to the same pipeline. Now we're going to do all night prayer meeting in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Nothing is happening. And God is saying, no. Look on the other side. I've opened another door. I've opened another supply. It doesn't look like this one, but it's me all the same. I've opened another door. And all you need to do is to know the same God who supplied from heaven is supplying from the earth. The same God who supplied from heaven is supplying from the earth. The same God who gave me manna from on high is giving me land to cultivate. The same God who allowed people to bless me is allowing me to start my own. The same God who allowed people to have compassion on me is now giving me opportunity to start something by myself. This business that used to be my bread and my butter that is collapsed was opened by God, but the same God who opened that business is opening another business. Instead of staying at one place and wailing and crying and pleading and begging God to open an old pipeline, why don't you turn around and see that He has opened another door, and that door is greater, is bigger, and is better. But you have to trust Him. Listen to me. There are some of you whose businesses have changed. You can't go back to what used to work. It won't work again. I'm here to disappoint you. You can pray and pray and pray and pray and pray at that pipeline, but the supply is gone. And it's not the devil. It's Jehovah. It's gone. You can cry and have your memorial service and mourn there. It's gone. But He's opened another pipeline. He's opened another pipeline. He's a God of faithfulness. 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 It's your Passover time. It's your time of Gilgal. There is a rolling away of a reproach. There is a change in the gears. There's a shifting in the faces of your life. And God is situated a new miracle in front of you. Don't go back to the old. Just go and move on. This is your promised land. It's your promised land. The next day after they had eaten of the fruit of the land and the manna is no longer showing up, Joshua gets up in the morning. I don't know why he got up in the morning. Maybe he's trying his luck to say, okay, it didn't come yesterday. But maybe if I get up early in the morning and just really stand in the presence of the Lord, I'm sure the Lord will remember me and the manna will flow. So he gets up in the morning. I don't know for what purpose, but he gets up in the morning, no manna. Then he sees a man standing opposite him and the man has a sword. Wow, no manna. And now this is what I get in the morning. Instead of manna, I'm getting sword in the morning. The man is holding a sword. Joshua goes to the man and says, Whose side are you on? Because you're a terrifying guy. Are you for me or for them? The man says, I'm not for you, I'm not for them. I am for Jehovah. I am the commander of the Lord's army. That's all I am. Use me as you want. Because this new phase you have entered in, it will not be manna in the morning, it will be battle in the morning. You have entered a new zone of fight. There will be enemies to fight. No manna, but every morning you will hear somebody wants to kill you. Every morning you're going to hear somebody's planning to destroy you. You get up in the mornings, have you heard? Somebody stealing your idea. Have you heard? Somebody just stole your shop from you. Have you heard? Somebody stole the contract from you. Have you heard? That's going to be your morning news. But I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. And if you want me to fight for you, I will fight for you. If you don't want me to fight for you, I'll still stand here. But this is your new morning miracle. It's a miracle of a battle and victory over your enemies. This is why God sent me. Because when you enter your promised land, nothing will be free. One of the signs to know that you've entered your inheritance is in the battles you fight. If you're fighting no battles in life, you're still in the wilderness. Or maybe you're in Egypt still. But if your battles are multiplying, you are in your proper place. You are where God wants you to be. No manna in the morning, battles in the morning. So the man says, I am the commander of the Lord's army, and I have come. That's all. If you want me to fight for you, I'm here. If you don't use me, I'll be here every morning. I'll stand with my sword. You can go around and try to rediscover manna, but I'm here. And if you trust me, you're going to take that city called Jericho. And you're going to take the next city, and going to take the next city, and going to take the next city. If you trust me, these enemies that are so formidable, you will overcome each one of them. If you trust me, these lands, you're going to own them. You're going to own grain by yourself. You're going to own your own granaries. You're going to own your whole inheritance. It's in your hand. But each battle or each phase, there will be a battle. There will be a battle. Politicians will fight you. Government will fight you. Regulatory authorities will fight you. There will be somebody somewhere who has determined by his own purpose to be a resistance to you. Every morning he gets up, he schemes how to frustrate you and to make it difficult for you. But I'm here with good news for you. When you wake up tomorrow morning, there is a man with a sword in his hand. He's called the commander of the Lord's army, and he says, I've come. I have come. So you get up in the morning, don't look for manna. You get up in the morning and say, today I do battle in the name of Jesus. I lift up the name of Jesus over every situation I'm going to encounter, over every battle I'm going to fight, over everyone who rises against me, over everyone who resists me. Today I do battle in the name of Jesus. I bring down powerful forces. I bring down principalities. I bring down powers. I subdue kingdoms. I bring everything under my feet. Today I do battle when I go to my bank. Today I do battle when I go out there to the IRS or GRA I do battle wherever I go. I do battle over my health. I do battle in my marriage. Today I do battle and I'm going to win this one. Somebody say, I'm going to win this one. Say it one more time. Say, I'm going to win this one. Say it boldly. Say, I'm going to win this one. Say, I'm going to win this one. You're going to win this one. You're going to win this one. It's a new Passover. It's Gilgal. It's Passover. The shame is rolled away. The stigma is rolled away. The reproach is rolled away. You've entered your space. You've entered your space. But it's not going to flow. You're going to fight for it. And I pray for each one of you that every morning the Lord will go with you into battle. Each morning when you get up, God will rise with you into battle. May the commander of the Lord's army stand on your behalf. May he step into every morning with you. There will not be manna, but there will be victory. There will be no manna, but there will be battles you will win. As you go for your business transactions and your negotiations, as you go to encounter the battles of life, may the commander of the Lord's army go with you and give you victory. You've entered a new level, a new stage of warfare, but the battle will be won in Jesus' name. Somebody say, that's me. Say, that's me. Say, every morning I go into battle and I win my battles in Jesus' name. Celebrate the goodness of the Lord.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otterbeil, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otterbeil. Email otterbeil@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.